A day in the life of a photographer. It was an early start for us as we raced out of our houses to beat the early morning traffic. Arriving at the Bangkok Post building, we were quickly escorted right back out into a car and was back onto the streets. We pulled up in front of a large white establishment, the Bitex Complex. Turns out, our assignment was to observe the work of professional photographers and get a taste of the annual ProPAC convention. It was a bit overwhelming, both the number of participants and also the massive wall of Nikons and Canons covering the opening ceremony. Khun Somchai Phumlat, the Bangkok Post photographer at the event, met us there half an hour early and explained the procedures that most of the photographers generally follow. He explained to us which areas gave the best angles for photos and what photos the Bangkok Post was specifically looking for. For it to be a photo worth including in the newspaper, you have to incorporate many different elements in the photo. For example, if you take a photo of a well-known speaker, such as the director of the Department of Industrial Promotion, you would need not only a clear shot of the speaker, but also a background that adds to it, such as a logo. We were told by Khun Sitikon Wongwut Tianon that a great photo is one in that which no caption is needed. We tried our hand at taking photos as well, despite being without the massive Nikons and zoom lenses that all the other photographers had. It was so tricky to catch a laudable photo. Khun Somchai, on the other hand, was able to catch quite a number of impressive shots. He later explained to us that although this event was his main priority of the day, he had to always be on standby, similar to all the other Bangkok Post photographers, just in case an urgent event arises within his location at the time. From 8 a.m. to midnight, there is always a photographer on standby, ready to capture the latest breaking news event. After a little excursion, we returned to the photography room in the Bangkok Post offices, where we were given a glimpse of the database on Khun Sitikon's computer, in which all photographers post their photos for editors to pick and choose from. There was a plethora of photos within the database, including photos from international sources. Frustratingly, for the hardworking photographers, only a small sample of their photos are actually published. It was clear that photography is a very competitive occupation and that it is difficult to receive recognition. We really learned a lot about photography and the job in general today, and it was a great opportunity to have an hands-on experience. But tomorrow will be completely different. We're going to the parliament to experience what it's like to be a news reporter. More photos of the ProPAC convention can be seen on Jane O'Mylan's Flickr site. Thank you and have a good day.